ki have a kaine makme de Rav Chisda. When he was in front of Rav Chisda, is miratei b'gemara, fahadei hadodi, used to run over the Gemara very fast. No, they used to chazra over the Gemara very, very fast. V'hodo maini b'svaro. And then they would look into the reasoning to understanding it. So you see, even by learning Gemara, there's two ways to do it. First, you could do it fast, go over it fast. That doesn't need that much concentration, that you should do in the sukkah. But the leyune b'svaro, to think into the reasoning, that you have right to do outside. That's the harder type of learning. Shashi mirate b'gemara, ma'asher shom mipiv, dvar ploini osa, dvar ploini mutter. Sam to say over the Gemara, he holds chayv, he holds potter, that they did first fast. Then v'hoda maini b'svara, ma time shodav, what's the reasoning behind this? Why is this chayv, why is this potter? V'im yesh lash of klum, if I have anything to ask on it. That he did slower. So you see, there are two types of learning. There's a faster learning and there's a vindika learning. So again, in the sukkah, you have these both halachis. Hard learning you can do outside the sukkah, easy doing the sukkah. Omar Rava, Rava says like this, ma'ani mishta. The kelim you use for drinking, in other words, your glasses, the matalosa, that you're allowed to leave in the sukkah. It's not so meat, it's not so not nice. Like even after you finish drinking your soda, you're allowed to leave the glass in the sukkah. Mashenkein mani michli, your plates that you have, that you ate on, bar medatalosa. Now when you finish eating, you have to take off the table and take the dirty plates off the table out of the sukkah. Because that's not nice, it looks meat, to leave it in the sukkah. Shrashi mani mishtei, kaisis, glasses. That you have a right to leave in the sukkah. Even after you finish drinking, it's not meat, it doesn't look disgusting. It's okay. Mashenki mani michli, ka'arois, the plates. La'acha sh'ochlu, if you finish eating then, saruch lo'tzin, you have to take it out. Because a dirty plate doesn't look nice. So it's meat to be in the sukkah, you have to take the dirty plates out of the sukkah. What about chatzvo v'shachl? That's ba'am adat losa. These two things, those two types of pitchers, you have to leave out of the sukkah. Shrashi, chatzva, kada pitcher, shacheris, an earthly pitcher. Shashoivim by mine, you fetch the water with it, it doesn't look so nice, you shouldn't bring it into the sukkah. Vishachol is also dli, another type of a pitcher. Shalait, a wooden pitcher that you fetch the water with, these things don't look so nice, you don't bring it to the table using your house. You never bring it into the dining room, so you should not bring it into the sukkah. Visharga, what about a candle? That's what matulosa. That you're allowed to bring. You're allowed to light the candles in the sukkah. For yamrulos, some say barmer matulosa. No, not to burn down your sukkah. Light the candle better outside the sukkah. Rav Leib plead there's no machlekes here. Hold the sukkah gedurli. If you have a big sukkah, so there's place to leave the candle in the sukkah. It won't burn down the sukkah. Okay. Hold the sukkah ketana. If you have a small sukkah, you have to be afraid maybe you burn down the sukkah. So it's not kedai to leave the sukkah, the candle inside it. Maybe it smells and it won't be so nice. Then you're supposed to leave the candle outside. Trashi sukkah ktana. Shel shir mitzumsim. The exact size of a sukkah. Zayin tfachim. Oslo nichim astubitoichai. Then you should not leave the candle inside. Either it's not bakfem, it won't be nice living there, or you're afraid it'll burn it down. But in a small sukkah, don't leave it inside, leave it outside better. Mashenkin, in a big sukkah, like our minigis, usually we light the candles in the sukkah. Right, and the Mishnah says, Yodu geshomim. If the rain comes down, you have a right to leave the sukkah. Tona. Misha tisrach ha-mikva shagrisen. What type of food? A cholent. Beans. If you have bean food, and then the water comes in and ruins the beans, then you have a right to leave. Shrashi mikva shagrisen. V'meheres lekalkal b'kshom amat. It's a cool even. That the beans get ruined very fast with water. So if the rain comes into your bean soup, and it ruins the soup, you have a right to leave the sukkah. Even though more we spoke out, according to Rabbeinu Tam Shrita, if you have a shank, if you have something to cover the sukkah with, it's kedai to cover the sukkah and stop the rain from coming in. Because Rabbeinu Tam Shrita was, you're allowed to put a yawning, a cloth on top of the sukkah, habiyas within dalat tzfachim. From the sukkah, it's like bottle to the schach, and you're allowed to eat under the sukkah. So therefore, the katrila, if you have a yawning, if you have a covering, a roof over the schach, it's kedai to do it to still eat in the sukkah. Even though then you wouldn't make a bracha, because there are some sheet that hold, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that holds that once you put a covering over the sukkah becomes posel. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, even though you have a covering on top of the schach, still it's a kosher sukkah. Therefore, if it's raining, so if you could, you have a right to still eat in the sukkah. Because here it's talking about you don't have any covering to stop the rain from coming in. For Abaya, have you called Yosef, Kaim, and Rabbi Yosef, for Matalosa. Hey, so Abaya was sitting in the sukkah in front of Rabbi Yosef. Noshev Zika, a strong wind came, And things were falling off like chips. Of the schach was falling into the schach, into the sukkah. It was ruining his food. Is Amulu Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef said, "Ponuli mani, take my kelim out of here. Like I'm leaving the sukkah ready. Like I'm put mehocha. I'm potter from the sukkah. The chips are falling down from the schach. I can't take it. It's like it's mitzvah. I have a right to leave the sukkah." Amulai Abaye said, "V'atanan misha tisrach hamikvah." Hamishna says, not just some little drops you can leave. It has to be like enough rain that comes down that ruins the food. And the chura here, these chips that are coming down are not ruining the food. So what's your right to leave the sukkah? Is Omalei, Rabbi Yosef said, Omalei l'didi, kivon di'anina datoy, I'm like a mafunik, I'm very delicate. Any little thing bothers me, is kemisha tisrach hamikvah dami, the dami li. By me, even the little chips that fall down and bother me, that's I'm a mitzayer, it bothers me now, and I have a right to leave the sukkah. Trashi tzibusak, somim shoschach. The little chips of the schach was falling in. Hoyamashu ala Michael was falling into the futaka. So Rabbi Yosef Rashi says, Manina das. There's an istness, there's a mafunik. Have a detanya parki of perikavik sochim. Shloisha chayim ein chayim. Three people don't have a life. Horachmonim, if you have too much mercy. Horachmonim, you're too angry, you have no mercy. Vianina das. Somebody that's a big mafunik, very delicate. Any little thing bothers him. Shani mechadum lisful shum davar mias. They can't take anything that doesn't look so nice. The Yomar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said there, Kulis no avi, all these three things have a me. He has these midas. The Kolponim, he was an istinus. Therefore, here also, he held that when the chips were falling down from the schach, even a little bit of it, it bothered him so much that he was called a mitzayer. He has pain, and he has a right to leave the sukkah. Tana Ravonim, Hoye oichel ba sukkah, somebody was eating in the sukkah. V'yordu gishamin, and it started to rain. V'yorad, and he left the sukkah. Again, the Gemara's times, the sukkah was on top of the roof. So if it was raining, you go down into your house. It's aloch, and then later in the middle of the night, it stopped raining. A matrichin oyster lalois achig musudos. Not in the night. In the middle of the meal, you started your sudda in the sukkah, it started to rain. So you went downstairs in your house. Now, in the middle of the meal, you don't have to stop your meal. You have a right to continue your meal, and then afterwards you go up to the sukkah. But you don't have to stop your meal since you started already in the house. Let's say you were sleeping in your sukkah, where the mitzvah is to sleep in the sukkah also. The yod gishon, in the middle of the night it started to rain. The yored, and you went down into your house. Is a matrichin oyser lalis. We don't bother you, even if it stops raining, to go back up again and sleep in the sukkah. Achi yoyer, until you wake up. The mori boilu, what does it mean you wake up? Achi yoyer, does it mean until you wake up? Oyachi yor, until it gets light. In other words, even if you wake up again in the middle of the night, but you don't have to go back up again until it comes Omer HaShachar, until it comes the morning star. Maybe that's the pshat. Once you had a right, it was raining, to go downstairs and sleep in your house, even though it stops raining, even though you wake up an hour later, but Kozman, it's still dark, maybe you don't have a chiyuv to go back up again. You have a right to stay downstairs until it comes Omer HaShachar. That's the first pshat. Rashi, Achiyalo Omer HaShachar, Oyachiyoyu, means Mishinosoi. Or maybe no, as soon as you wake up, if you do wake up, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, that's the sofik. If you wake up again in the middle of the night, and now it stopped raining, do you have a chiyuv to go upstairs or not? Toshima, come and bring your raya. It says, at sheyoyer v'yalo amar ha-shachar. Tarti, chutzisira, till you wake up, and until it comes the morning star. Eloema, this is what it means to say. At sheyoyer v'yalo amar ha-shachar. You have a right to stay in your house, until it gets light, until the morning star comes up. So up until it comes Omer HaShachar, you don't have to go back up to the sukkah. So even though you wake up in the middle of the night, but since you had a head to go sleep in your house, you have a right to continue sleeping until it comes to Omer HaShachar. Shashi Toshima, Ad Sheyor V'yal Omer HaShachar, V'yakochoch Ad Sheyor Hu. The Tony Bodil McCain, Ma V'yal Omer HaShachar. Tati B'tmi Yishne Dvorim, it's a stira, one or the other. Ela kokok shiyoyer katoni. Look at Koma. At shiyir mi shiyal omen ha-shachar. La fuki im hekes mishnosa malaylo. Te ima trichin. Vi im ola ha-shachar vloy nir ima kitzin oisai. There's two things you need. You have a right to stay in your house up until it comes omen ha-shachar. And even after it comes omen ha-shachar, you don't have to have an alarm clock to wake you up exactly when it comes omen ha-shachar. But you're allowed to continue sleeping. Just to go to kula. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a right to still stay in your house. But if you sleep, even close the mind you're sleeping, even though after came the Omer HaShachar, still you have a right to continue sleeping.
Only when you wake up in the morning, and it's already morning, then you have to go back up into the sukkah. All right, stop you.
We just left the Gemara just again. It's left Tana Rabbanan, Dav Chof Tes. Here, Tana Rabbanan. You were eating in the sukkah. The yordu gishomim, and the rain came down. The yorad, and you left the sukkah. In the mouth of the sukkah, the Gemara's time was upstairs on the roof. So you went downstairs into the house. The loch is ematrich and oisalalis. Ah, chiyigmo sadose. You don't have to come up again to the sukkah until you finish your suda. You have a right to finish your meal in the house. What about Hoya Yosha and Takat Sukkah? You were sleeping upstairs in the Sukkah. The Yorodu Geshomim, in the middle of the night, it started to rain. The Yorod, and you went down. You didn't have to sleep there. Mitztayer, your potter. You came downstairs into your house. Halacha is Eimatrich and Nois Selalois Ad Sheyor. You don't have to go back up again until Ad Sheyor. So Ad Sheyor means until it becomes light. So Poshtu means Omer HaShachar. Until it becomes light, you don't have to go up again. Iboilu, the sophia is like this. Ad sheyir doesn't mean until you wake up, not really until it gets light or until it gets morning, but until you wake up. Like Rashi says, sheyir means mishinosoi. Hoy im hike tafilu hoy vechatia laila yoke mishinosoi. Viyala viyoshim suka. Does ad sheyir means really until you wake up, ad sheyir. As soon as you wake up and it stopped raining, then maybe there's a chiyuv to go back up in the sukkah. Oy ad sheyir, no, or else it means until it becomes light. Because even though it stopped raining, and you woke up, like it started to rain 1 o'clock, and you went downstairs, and you woke up again 4 o'clock, and now it stopped raining, but since it didn't come Omer HaShachar yet, maybe you don't have to go back up. You have a right to stay downstairs until it becomes daytime, until it becomes Omer HaShachar. That's the suffix. Does it mean until you wake up, or does it mean until it becomes the morning, until it becomes the Omer HaShachar? Tarshima, I'll bring you right, come in here. It says Ad Sheyor. Until you wake up, until Ad Sheyor, until it gets light, the Yala Omad HaShachar, and the morning star comes. As a Chura Tarti, what do you mean two things? Ad Sheyor means until it becomes day. So what are you telling me, the Yala Omad HaShachar? That's the same thing. Like, what are you saying the same thing over again? Ela'ema, this is what the Brisa means to say. Ad Sheyor, until you wake up, the Yala Omad HaShachar. In other words, you need two things to make you go up to the Sukkah again. You have to wake up, and also it has to be Omer HaShachar, it has to be in the morning. But if you wake up in the middle of the night, then you have a right still to stay sleeping in your house, you don't have to go back up again. Once you had a right, it was raining, you had a right to leave the sukkah to come sleep in your house, you have a right to continue sleeping there up until the Omer HaShachar, until it becomes morning. Rashi learns a little different. Rashi learns Tarti, the Gemara's Kasher is, like Hakka Achayor, and the Yalom and Ashach Rashi's Tarti, but Tamiya, Shnei Dvar Melu Hein Soisim Zez Zez, one is going against the other one. Sheyor Mashma Sheheya Loi HaMizrach. Mashma comes a little bit light, though east side of the sky already is light. The Yalom Omer HaShachar Mashma Kedim Lachain. Now the Omer HaShachar comes up much earlier, so it's Mashma much an earlier time. So that's the Kasha Tarti. What does it mean, Achayor, until it gets light? The Yalla Omer HaShachar, and the Omer HaShachar, the morning star comes out. The morning star comes out when it's still dark outside. That's the Gemara's Teretz. It doesn't really mean until it gets light, but it means to say two things you need. You have to wake up, and you need the Omer HaShachar. But even if you woke up, Kol Zaman, it's not morning, it's not the Omer HaShachar, it's still the middle of the night, you have a right to still sleep in your house. And the Mishnah says, Moshe Lo Amadav Adoyma. The Mishnah says, Moshe, let's say it rains on Sukkis, it's a Moshe, the Mishnah says, Le'eved shebo limzoi kaiser rabbi. If a slave comes to give his master pour him a cup of wine, v'shofach le'kitin aponav, and then it gets thrown back on his face. So the question is, who throws it back on whose face? So Gemara says he boiled whom? Mi shofach le'mi. Who throws back this jar, the glass of water on who? Who does it to who? So Rashi learns mi shofach le'mi. Doesn't mean eved le'rabbi. Doesn't mean that the slave throws it to his master. It's like an example, like the slave is doing work for his master, but not the right type of a work, because he's spilling the glass in front of his master. Maybe kach, the same thing now, when it rains on Sukkis, the yadua shein Yisrael oivdim kishura. Now the reason why it's raining now, Hashem doesn't want us to do the mitzvah, because we're not doing the right things, we're not doing the right mitzvahs. So therefore, Hashem does not let us do the mitzvah sukkah. That's one way. V'shofach l'raboi kitun aponav. Maybe it means that the master throws back on the slave a glass of water. That means loimrat, as if to tell the slave, same lefonai, go away from me. D'yefshe b'shemashach, I don't want you. So the same thing here also, if you read us geshomim, that what Hashem makes it rain on Sukkot, Heshvichas kitun, it's like Hashem, the master, is throwing water back to us. Now, mikol makom, both of these pshatim really simen klolhu. Both of these pshatim is a simen klolhu. Mil perusha de masbisim miboylon. We have a sophic, what's pshat now mishnah? The mishnah just says, v'shofach le kitun aponov. It's as if the slave brings the master the glass of wine, and it was thrown back in his face. So the mishnah doesn't say who throws it to. That's how sophic. Does it mean shvicha sakitin mahi yeshiva sasukah? Does it mean as if to say like I was sitting in the sukkah? That's no good. Like here, like the slave is like throwing the glass of water. Or you read us geshomim. No, it means to say the Hashem is throwing the water back at us. That's the sophic. Who's throwing the water to? For the mori boilu who mi shofach lemi toshema datanya. Learn to the price like this. Shofach loy raboy kitin aponov. The marshal is like the master is throwing back the glass in the Eved's face. The Amalai, the master, is telling the slave, I don't need your service. Don't serve me anymore. So that's like the same Moshav Hashem is doing to us. If it rains on Sukkot, some say it means the first night of Sukkot, if it rains then as if Hashem is telling us, I don't want your shimush, I don't like the mitzvahs you're doing. Tana Rabbonin, Bizman Shechama Leike. When it comes an eclipse, when the sun is Leike, is Simin Ra L'chol Olam Kulei. It's a bad sign for the whole world. We're talking about something bad happening that it rains on Sukkot. We say about this also. Moshe, what's the example to that Hashem like makes the sun have an eclipse? Is lo madava doimer lemelech bostav adam to a king? She'osa suda liavodim. He made a big party for all his slaves. All his avodim. V'heniach ponas lifnayim. And he left a candle. He left the lantern burning there. I said lantern. He left the lantern, a light burning there. Then the king got angry at all the slaves. He told his favorite slave there, take away the candle from them. And let them stay in darkness. Send the heroes to Hashem. When we don't act nice, so Hashem like takes away the sun as if to say, stay in darkness. When the sun has an eclipse, is einam ira kokach, it doesn't shine so much, we don't have that much light at that time. That's a simon as if Hashem has taken away the light from us. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, "Kol zman shemo'iros loikin." Whenever the moiros, that's the sun or the moon, gets hit, something happens to them. Is simon ra lisanim shal Yisrael? It's a bad sign to Klal Yisrael. That's what it really means. It means to the people that hate Klal Yisrael, but it means to the Yisraelim. It's bad to Am Yisrael. Mifnei shemulumodim b'mechusayim, because they're rogul and getting hit from them. Trashi shemulumodim, they're used to b'mechusayim getting hit, means kol mina peronius haboyim b'yolam yesh lem liyischol lidig. Anytime there's peronius, some pain, something bad has happened to the world, Klal Yisrael has to be afraid. For loymen say loy bo simin zeh l'bishvileinu. The reason why there's punishment now in the world is because of us. Yosim misharumis, more than the other nations. Mifnei shehein regila lilkais yosim mikulam. Because Klal Yisrael always gets more punishment than other nations. In other words, Hashem takes care of us. When we do things bad, we don't do the mitzvahs, so Hashem wants to put us back on the right track, Hashem gives us punishment. So when punishment comes to the world, we have to be afraid it's because of us. Moshe is an example, l'sefer, to the Rebbe. The shebo l'beis ha-sefer, comes to school, or retzua b'yodi, has a strap in his hand. Mid b'midoig, as which one of the students are afraid? Mishiragalokai said the bad one, the one that gets hit every day. Today he's actually he's afraid today. You see, today the Rebbe came with a new strap, so he knows he's the one that's going to get it, so he's afraid. Here also, Klal Yisrael is the one that always gets hit, so they have to be afraid. Right? Bechol yoyim v'yoyim, Mishiragalokai bechol yoyim v'yoyim hudai. The kid that always gets hit every single day, he's the one that's afraid today when the Rebbe comes in with a big strap. Tana Rabbonin, Bizman Shechama Leike, the time when the sun gets hit in an eclipse, is Simin Ra Li'ovdik Echovim. And here the Mara say now it's a bad sign for the Goyim.
Mashenkein Levona, when something happens to the moon, Levona like then Simon Ral is the name Shay Yisrael. Then it's something bad to Klai Yisrael. To the people that hate, but it means Klai Yisrael. Mifnei Shay Yisrael, Moinim Levona. Because Klai Yisrael counts the Chodesh by the Levona. We have the Kechavim Lechama, and the Goyim, they count the months by the sun. Like b'mizrach, let's say it's in the morning when the sun is still on the Mizrach side, then Simon Ral Yesh b'mizrach. It's bad for the people living in Mizrach. Shrashi like b'mizrach means baboyke keshchama b'mizrach. If the sun has an eclipse in the morning when the sun is still on the east side, it's bad for the people living on the east. B'marav, if the sun has it later in the day when the sun is like setting in the west side, then Simon Ral Yesh b'marav. It's a bad sign for the people living on the west. The Yemtzer Rekiyah, that happens in the middle of the day, when the sun is straight up, straight above in the middle of the Rekiyah, then Simen Ra L'chol Olam Kulei. Then it's a bad sign for the whole world. Ponov Doimim L'dam. Let's say the sun looks like blood, is Cherev Bol Yerlim. That's a sign that there'll be a sword will come. Le Sak. Let's say it looks like a sack. Trashi osim minutza shlisa, made out of the hairs of goats, goat hair. You have a sack made out of udaima l'shach. That's daima to the shach to dark. Is chitze rov bol yerlim. That's a simon. Now there'll be chitzim. There'll be arrows of famine, of rov, of hunger will come to the world. There'll be a big hunger in the world. Trashi mashkir important. People will be like black. They won't have what to eat. Lezu. If you have both signs, it's red and it's black, then it's simon both are coming. That there'll be war, there'll be cherev, sword will be coming, and there'll be a famine also. Like born Lirlim. Lokav iknisosoi, if the sun has its lokav, when it first comes out early in the morning, prunyonis shoye lovoi. Okay, because nothing when it goes down. If it happens later in the day by Shkia time, when the sun is setting later, then we say it's a sign that the Peroni is the punishment is going to take its time. It's not coming so fast. Just like the sun is setting at the end of the day, it has a long time. B'itziyosoi, let's say it's hit at the beginning of the day when the sun comes out right away in the morning early, but Meheres Lovoi, that's the sign that the Peroni is going to come fast. It's on its way. Shrashi Lokav Gnisosoi, B'shkiyosoi, B'shkiyosoi, at the end. Peroni Asher Lovoi, Kederos Shoshoya Simel Haris Ad Kloisoyim. The same way the sign first came at the end of the day, that's the simon that the punishment is also going to be here late. Just like it happened early in the morning, that's the sign that the punishment is coming very fast. Change it around just the opposite. Go when the sun is going away. If it happens the end when the sun is going down, that's right, the punishment is coming right away. The sun is going away now, right away the punishment is going to come. Mashenkin in the morning is first the coming up of the sun, like it has the whole day to sign yet. That's the sign that the punishment will take its time, won't come so fast. Anytime a nation gets punishment, its gods also get the punishment. Shenema, the Pasuk says, all the Geshkes, all the idols of Mitzrayim, Hashem will also give back punishment to. When Klal Yisrael are doing mitzvahs, they're doing the right things the way Hashem likes it, is a misyor mikolelu. Then they don't have to be afraid of anything. Even though there are bad signs, there's an eclipse, the sun is getting lokad lavona, they don't have to worry. Shenem the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, El Derech HaGoyim, El Tilmodu, don't be afraid of the Isis, the sign that's going to be in the Shemayim. Ki yechasu ha-goyim, mehema oivde kechavim mehema. That the goyim, they should be afraid. So darshan oivde kechavim yichatu. They should be afraid, the goyim should be afraid of the Isis, of the signs that happens in the sky. V'yein Yisrael yechasu. But a Jew doesn't have to be afraid. If the Zman Klaius was doing the Ratzon Hashem, they don't have to be afraid. Tana Rabbonin, v'shvil arba dvorim chamaloika. Four things that happen that causes the sun to get hit. Al av bezdin shemeis v'ye nispa kelocha. The av bezdin is mace, and people don't say a nice hesped. They don't give him a hesped the way he's supposed to. V'al nara amarosa shetzoako v'yer v'yer meshiolo. Somebody's having znus with a nara amarosa lady that just had eris and kedushin in the city, and she screams and nobody comes to help her. For that chet, the sun will get loka. V'yamishkav zocher, when men have mishkav one with another, for that there'll be this oynish. V'yashnei achim shenishpach domim kiyechud, but two brothers are both killed the same time. For these four things, it causes the son to get loike. So Rashi says, the Shvil Dal, the Vorm Rashi says, lo shemati tam badover. I didn't hear a clear explanation why do these four things cause the son to be hit. Vayitzu Gemara says, lo shvil arba dvorim, it causes the four things, mo'iras loike. The signs like the kachavim, the levana, they'll get hurt. Rashi mo'iras means yorech kachavim, right? The moon and the stars. Al koisvei plaster. People that write false shtaris. False, as Rashi shtaris, muziyafos, mechtabi, omel, l'shamdayf, they say false shtaris. Documents, they sign it false, they say false things in it. Because of that, the mo'iras will be like him. V'yalmide yedi sheker, people that say false edis. V'yalmagadle behemadaka v'et Yisrael. Somebody raises a behemadaka v'et Yisrael, you're not supposed to. Rashi machriv v'nesor, it says machriv dorit. But you can't watch them from pasturing in the other your fields, friends, so you shouldn't do it in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's a simin ra, the Meiris will be like it. If people cut down good trees, like it's Baal Tashchis, now it's Rashi, even if the tree belongs to you, you're destroying the tree. You're like going against Hashem. Hashem is giving you something good, he's giving you a good tree that gives off good fruit, and you go and cut down the tree, that's not nice. Right, as these four things cause the Moiras, the sun and the moon and the stars to get hit. For four things bad, that the people, their nechosim, their property, is given over to the king. If they have a shtar, they have a document, and you collected the money, you have a document, somebody owes you money, and you collected it already, but you still hold on to the shtar. In other words, you want to use it again, you want to collect a second time, so because of that chet, they'll take away your nechosin. V'yamalavim rivis. People that lend money to one another and charge interest, take interest back, for that also you lose your nechosin. V'yal shehoyah sofek biyodim limchais v'loy michoy. If you know